What's happening?
Darling, just hold on.
You know what? It's Thursday morning, but Thursday night. Tonight, the one and only Steve Aoki performing live at Gotham Nightclub. Awesome nightclub, by the way, guys. It's free before 12, your entry. And then, ladies, you got beverages till 1 a.m. You serious?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can go check it out. Gotham is open on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, over the weekend.
And where's it at exactly? I know I've been there, but I know it's in Business Bay area.
Yeah, Radisson Blue Waterfront.
All right, get it out there. Gotham Club, welcome to the country. I've got Steve Aoki, considered one of the biggest DJs in the world. Top 5 DJs. He's got the best hair, in the DJ game as
100%.
Well.
100%. Yeah. He takes really good care of it.
His father actually is the owner and the creator of
Benihana,
which is that amazing restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be an ex-wrestler. This guy's legit. He's a really cool dude. We've got his hotel room phone number. We've got his hotel room number. We ready?
Let's do it.
Steve Aoki joins us now on the Chris Fade Show. Here we go. Let's call through here.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hey, could I put through the room, please?
Just a moment, sir. Room number is... Can I have the guest name, please?
Mr. Aoki.
Certainly, sir. Please hold the line while I transfer your call.
Thank you. All right, we got him on the phone. It's Steve Aoki, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo.
Welcome back to Dubai.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back. It's been a while. Like, I need that Dubai experience. I've been looking forward to this whole day.
Yeah, so are you ready? You're performing at Gotha. We were there about 3 weeks ago when Diddy was there. It was unbelievable. The country is now hyped to have Steve Aoki perform there live. We keep saying it, man. We brought you for our Virgin Radio Redfest DXB about a year back or so, and we said that when Aoki plays, it's not a regular DJ set. You were a performer. You were a showman. Are we going to expect that at Gotha as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that show was one of my favorite shows I've played, period. Just because I got to play in front of so many fans that are so young. You know, you play in front of all these young fans that can't come to the club. But yeah, of course I'm gonna bring my fire, I'm gonna bring my bangers, a lot of new music to the club. I think it's gonna be pretty insane.
I mean, that is honestly one of our most memorable moments over the last few years that we've done Redfest as well, hands down, for sure. Especially when you brought Chris out on stage and you guys did this whole, like, high five bit. Like, it was so cool.
Yeah, I remember that.
I had no idea what was going on. I was just side of the stage. I think one of your boys just came up and said, come with me. I said, all right. And the next thing you know, I'm kneeling down. All I see Steve's knees. Yeah. And I'm like, what am I doing here? I don't even know what's going on.
And then you jumped up, right?
But, yeah, I jumped up. But, man, that feeling of being a DJ, especially the caliber of yourself, to have a crowd of anywhere between 10 to 100,000 people, that feeling is it addictive to have that feeling of wanting? Because you control a crowd. You control that many people.
It's absolutely it's probably my favorite thing I do, period. You know, it's like why I do what I do, why I spend so many hours in the studio making music, is play my music on those stages across the world, connecting with so many different people. Nothing tops that, really. Nothing tops that.
All right. Tonight, it is going on. Yep. Make sure you don't miss it. Gotham Nightclub. It is unbelievable.
Now, you were saying that, obviously, music connects people around the world, and I love that you're doing this because you're so diverse in all the collaborations that you do. You were in the studio with Nicki Jam, right?
Oh, yeah. We just finished a banger. It's incredible. And I haven't played it out for anyone. I played it off my phone to a few people. We're almost done with that. It's going to be his next single. And you know what? I have to say thank you guys for always supporting my music. For my last album, Colony, you guys supported music off of that album. I always appreciate it. I really do.
Steve Aoki, you don't have to say thanks, bro. You're a legend. Hey, talking about legends, we lost one. And I know he was a good friend. Avicii. What did you go through when you heard the news?
Oh, man, it's heartbreaking. It really is. He's such a, when I think about him, the first thing I think about, I don't even think about his music first. I think more about just, like, the kind nature of him as a human being. He was just a very kind, gentle, humble soul. Just a beautiful guy, you know, like a really wonderful guy. Like, was always just generous and gentle and just a nice guy, you know. And then you think about it, just, it's funny because you have this very shy, like somewhat introverted guy that makes music that elevates millions and upon millions of people. He goes into his music and he like makes magic, you know. It's and you know, for what I do, especially in the EDM world, without him there is no EDM culture. He was one of the pillars, you know. He was one of the, there's a few guys that really, guys and girls that really made EDM what it is today. And without Avicii, it couldn't stand on its legs.
More with Steve Aoki next on Virgin.